Here's the thing. Jimmy said, if your baby's going to die, and it doesn't have to, it shouldn't matter how much money you make. I think that's something, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, we all agree on. And unfortunately, that's not true.
Right.
And that needs to be said. That's not true. One side wants to tax rich people so babies don't have to die, and one side is mostly against that. And this lets Republicans off the hook. Let's not fuck around with this. We are not on the same page with this. This is not a squabble.
No,
where it's about just two sides being...
It really is about values. I mean, what we've seen, this is a clarifying week, because what this vote showed was a kind of willingness to embrace naked cruelty. People will die.
People will die, and they know it, and it's a price they're willing to pay. We are not all on the same page. We don't all agree.
We are not all on the same page. We do not all agree. But I think one of the things we have to remember is 20 Republicans voted against this bill. And the truth is, we also know...
20 out of...
Yeah, but we also know that it was actually the strategy of the House Republicans who were trying to knit this deal together, frankly, to get the Freedom Caucus once again. Thanks to gerrymandering, they have undue influence in Congress outside of the percentage of popular vote in the states they're representing. So they're not actually reflecting a lot of their constituents. And that's what we have to remember, particularly as we're thinking about how we go into the 2018.
Yeah. And let me give you Joe Walsh, as he's an ex-congressman, a Republican, who answered Jimmy. He said, sorry, Jimmy, your sad story doesn't obligate me or anybody else to pay for somebody else's health care. And that is their view, that it is a product, not a right. And in fact, health care is a stick to stimulate you to do better so you can buy your own health care. This is the same thing with Donald Trump about why couldn't we have solved the Civil War? You know, because one side thought that black people were farm equipment that could sing.
Well, it was actually many of the states of the Confederacy that refused to expand Medicaid under Obamacare.
Right.
And secondly, even when you look at what happened in the election, he really won this election by 80,000 votes. You mean this notion that there was, first of all, almost 3 million popular votes to Hillary Clinton.
Of course.
But secondly, it really came down to three states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. The grand total was about 80,000 that delivered the unfortunate electoral college to him. So that is not quite the landslide that it was reported.